Hey everyone, welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today we're going to look at the Xamarin Forms Animation API. So there are some great third-party libraries that can get you off the ground doing really complicated, really nice animations, but Xamarin Forms actually has a really good basic API built right in, and that API lets you do four different types of animations. One is translate, which is moving. One is scaling, which is making something bigger or smaller. One is fading, which is making something more or less opaque. And one is rotating, which is rotating it, just that. And you can do them in three different ways. So one is just run the animation, make it a single animation, one off. One is to run them compound, so one after the other. And the third is to do them composite. So you can do three or two or more really at the same time. And you can mix and match all these different types. So you can have one composite animation run simultaneously and another compound animation run right after those composite animations are done. There's all different ways you can do it, and it's a really great way to jazz up your UI a little bit. So let's take a look at how we're going to do this in Xamarin Forms. I have a pretty simple app right here that is just three images in a column and then three buttons in a column, and each of these buttons have a click handler. The last row has a cancel button, which also has its own click handler, because there is a way to cancel animations with the animation API. If I look in my mainpage.xaml, each of the images that corresponds to that button, I've given a different animation. So for image one, I gave it a relative scale to. What relative means is it's going to take the size it is at the start of that animation and then use this as a multiplier, basically. 500 is the milliseconds. So you can see all these calls look the same, and they basically have their, you know, what size or what opacity or rotation and degrees, and then the second is milliseconds for how long that animation is going to take. So this is going to double the size relative to what it was before you clicked the button in half a second. Image two is going to have a compound animation, one after the other, and that's why these are awaited. So they're an async call. Once this is done, we go to the next one. But image two, you're going to scale it to two, and because this isn't a relative scale, it'll only ever get to double the original size. It won't continue to double and double and double. And then the relative rotate 30 degrees. So even though it will stay at the same scale, it will rotate 30 degrees every single time I click the button. And these will happen one after the other. Then I have this third one, the composite one. And what I could do is just not make this an async function, or make this an async function and just await an animation at the end that's really short and have these two things not be awaited. But what I did was I wrapped them in a when all. And what I'm saying here is that I want both rotating and fading to happen at the same time for 10 seconds. I want the image to rotate 360 degrees, and I want the image to fade to zero opacity. On my cancel button, I have cancel animations for each of the three images that I know I'm applying animations to. So let's take a look at this. Got some cute monkeys. Single animation, real simple, just grows that monkey to twice the size. Nice and big monkey. The compound animation, because it is that regular scale two and not the relative, it too will double the size, but then it will go and it'll relative rotate. And if I click it again, it'll rotate it again, but it won't scale it again. If I click this again, that monkey is gonna get another double the size and he's gonna be huge. So we're not gonna do that just yet. Finally, with the composite button, for 10 seconds, I want this to rotate the image 360 degrees and fade the image from 100% opacity to zero. Now I have my cancel button, so I can click that. And because these aren't relative rotations, that image is not gonna stop until it gets to 360 degrees. It's not gonna stop fading until it gets to 0 degrees. So it kind of acts like a pause button. So if I hit composite again, it's gonna continue to rotate. If I hit cancel again, it'll pause again, composite again. And you can see it gets a little bit slower because it's trying to take the animation to 10 seconds from where it currently starts to 360 degrees from the original position. So if I click it now, it's gonna take 10 seconds to get back to 360 degrees and zero opacity, but it is not gonna reset the actual image. And finally, that's my double giant monkey. That is the animation API in Xamarin Forms. So definitely check out the documentation, which I'll put in the show notes, and also tune into our once a month community standups, because we highlight different third-party libraries and blogs and all of that in those, and we love talking about animations there as well. See you next time.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.